just allowing the breath to call you into this moment. Breathe the fullness of your self, your small s self, your human construct. Let it all come into this moment, even if there might be a little disturbance, a little agitation in the mental body, the emotional body, the physical body. Let the fullness of your human construct just come into this moment. Let it sink in, let it rest here, because I promise you that the container that we create collectively is much larger and much more powerful than anything that the human aspect can possibly kick up. This is both a safe space and it is an alchemical space, meaning that the higher frequencies here that you are connecting with when you connect to this morphic field, the higher frequencies are alchemizing. They're alchemizing you right now. At any given time, as we know, in this group configuration, there are going to be some in this group who are working at a high, clear, aligned, masterful configuration in their own lives. And therefore, that is the pattern that they're anchoring in the quantum field. And so they're going to be holding that frequency for us, that pattern for us. So even if we feel as though we're sort of limping in to this ascension configuration space and sort of flopping down on the couch, as it were, it's okay. We've got your back. And if you feel when you are listening to this that you are in a high, clear, light, aligned, indefatigable alignment yourself, then hallelujah, you're the front goose in the V formation. It is not all up to you. We'd like the human aspect to really hear that. Sweetheart, it is not all up to you. There is a greater field, a greater consciousness that is flowing here. And you, that is listening, the construct is just one tiny little crystallized point of attention. You are one minute, perfect, beautiful, wonderful constellation within that multiverse of consciousness. Now, this is coming up right now because we are, all of us, we are stuck somewhere. You might know immediately what I'm talking about. What this means for you. There is somewhere in our lives, in our inner life, Even if it is presenting in our outer life, it is our inner life. There is somewhere where you are stuck. And there might be, there probably are right now, potentials activating, hovering. You're calling them in. There's things you can see, movement, you can see shifts. Affirmation of the shift, the expansion, the growth. That is your momentum now. That is your dominant momentum. But right now, there is somewhere where you are stuck. And in part, that is because you have reached a limit of what the you listening, the construct you, can do or handle or perceive beyond. The you construct that is listening, the human construct, can only, of course, work within its known bandwidth. And it is stuck, it has reached its limit with something, or it has greater capacity, it's just big resistance. That's possible too. Somewhere, some aspect of you is stuck and is balking. Love to this aspect. Love and compassion and gentleness to this aspect of self, this human construct that feels overwhelmed, stretched to its limit, overburdened, and just in the not knowing. The not knowing, the mystery, oh, that is a thorn in the side of the human construct. The human construct cannot abide the not knowing. You move a little, dare I say, here we go, I've got to work with words here, but you understand what I mean. We go a little higher, and you get to aspects of your consciousness, your soul consciousness, and it revels in, because the not knowing then starts to become the mystery. Field of pure potential, and oh, you revel in that, I promise you. There's a part of you that is at home there, and it longs to be there rather than cramped in this little point of perception called a human perceptual apparatus. The human is in the I don't know. One of the solutions is going to be this. This greater field, this greater momentum, of pure love and pure consciousness, pure awareness, infinite expansion. It has got you. It has got this. And it will move unencumbered through you if you would but allow it. Now, I'm going to encourage us to even move, I'm going to say beyond, just for now even, beyond the word God. If that is a word that you use. And what I am meaning is to move beyond, once again, the human aspects, desire to label, to quantify, to pin something down. Now, there is an element wherein we perhaps need or want to be able to, let's say, converse about something, express something. And so here is this bizarrely beautiful and frustrating dance with language, with words, and with this mode of communication. We are being asked to move beyond that desire. We've been working with this idea of anchoring and identifying more with the what you are more than the who you are. So this is following along with that, wherein we move beyond the concepts. So let's say, I say, there is a greater momentum of love frequency consciousness and energy that is flowing here. And I promise it's got you. And so someone might say, ah, yes, the archangels have me, or the ascended masters. I can call in the ascended masters. Let's just for now move beyond that, even that. That desire to label, quantify, identify, nail down, create a concept of, because that is all in service to the human construct. The human construct needs, wants all of that. But in order to access a broader bandwidth of that massive, the primary field within which we navigate the field of pure love, pure consciousness, pure frequency. In order to access the maximum bandwidth of that, we've got to expand beyond the human construct's desire to label and quantify. When you do that, you immediately open up to higher frequencies, more complex frequencies, a broader range of potentials that you will become a vibrational match to, let's say. And you can be receiving from that field, that primary source field, from all directions simultaneously. Now, this moves beyond yet another. You know how much I love the sun. I don't have to tell you how much I love the sun. And the sun as both an actual and a metaphor for the highest light, a representative of the highest light. And so we work a lot with the sun, orienting to the sun, connecting vertically into the sun and all of that. So what we're saying now does not negate that. But following along with what we're talking about today, right now, we can unhook even from that point of focus, the sun, even though that is a very expanded, and sometimes we have to do good, better, best. Sometimes it really is when the human construct smashes into its wall, and then perhaps a more aware aspect of yourself says, let's hand this over to the angels. All right, that's a more expanded perception, and that is going to create perhaps a feeling of a little bit of relief and spaciousness and expansion in the human aspect. Wonderful. And then we go beyond that a little bit. So let's just keep going. Beyond an embodiment of that source field's light, frequency, energy, love, beyond an embodiment as a point of focus of that Archangel Michael, the sun, the great central sun, the ascended masters, the seventh dimension. What if we stretch a little? Dropping the need to quantify, to project an image, to reduce something to an even slightly more manageable chunk. We're really asking the mind to move beyond the third-dimensional matrix way of programming and working and perceiving and processing data. We're actually going to move beyond the third-dimensional human wiring of the neural net entirely, because your energy system represents a kind of massive neural net of light alignments and configurations and geometries. That are receiving and transmitting and decoding information and radiating and broadcasting. Yes, let's shift into that. Now again, trying not to even do too much visualizing. Yeah, see, we're like dismantling everything today. Actually, some of the things that I hold fairly dear. Those of you who know me. But I almost hate to say this. It's all got to go. It's all got to go. Ultimately. We came here to expand beyond this, not to live our entire lives once again through this. These old, dense, contracted matrix configurations. We came to, we all had to start out there, but we came to blow that shit sky high, to move beyond it, to alchemize it. So let's do it. Try not to even visualize too much. Sense, feel. You have a massive field around you that is you and your soul consciousness. Configured in these very supportive patterns. that are helping you, and very specifically the you that is very much focused right here on this body, this mind, this emotional body, this identity. Feel that. Your body, which mostly our sense of self lands usually pretty much in the body, our orientation with this physical form. So from that, imagine that you are receiving those supportive frequencies from all directions. Because if you imagine the physical body sort of hovering inside of a field, I know I said don't visualize too much, but just to get a sense of sort of hovering in a beautiful big sphere of plasma, just feeling that. And the body, the cells, the light within the cells, the light between the cells, the biophotons, you are receiving your own highest light signature from all directions right now. It's not all up to little you. And now if you could be in or imagine yourself in nature. And without focusing on any one thing, just let it all be a glorious, soft, effulgent wash of information that you are registering from the sounds of the birds, the wind in the trees, the feeling of golden sunlight on your skin. The softest ripple that the wings of a honeybee make when it comes to the flower next to you. The thrum of deep life beneath you with the roots. Is a representation of this expanded primary source field of light that supports you, whose momentum you are but a part of, and it's got you. Feel that. Now, from the, if you can imagine, the outer edges of that field around you, you could see it, sense it as a sphere. You might see or sense the geometric patterns as well of your own expanded energy field. Feel that nature frequency, that soft, beautiful bandwidth, and register that as information. And that also shines through, it pours through your energy field and the cells of your body. Those primary energy centers in the body, whichever range of energy centers you work with, mm-hmm. You are receiving. Two things are happening. They are both true. You are receiving. Yes. But this primary source, field of love, consciousness, frequency, awareness, it is expanding within you because it is within you. And it expands like a joyous, exuberant unfoldment from within you, rippling out like a multifoliate flower through the body, all of the levels of your body, the cells, the tissues and the bones and the blood, everything singing now in this remembering the primary source, field of consciousness, love, frequency, and purity that you are. It is within you. Not naming it just for now. Not even visualizing it so much just for now. Feel. Sense. It's got you. Remember that. And give the human construct, that sweet, wonderful human construct, permission to let go into that.